Morning, Pat Scott Jewelers.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. This is Miles with RDI. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty fantastic, actually. Thanks for asking.
You sell a lot of 10-carat diamonds?
We do, actually. We have a lot of everything, man. So you need a 10-carat?
No, I don't need a 10-carat.
I appreciate you at least making a joke out of it. Hey, I'm sure you
everything's
need
a joke to me. We're not running a race anymore. We're just here having fun.
Hey, honestly, that's the best way to live life. Right? So if you're in a good mood, life is so much happier.
You know what? It's Christmas. We only work 4 days a week. You know what? Yeah. Who cares anymore?
Oh man. I mean, hey, if you get those 4 days a week, get 3 days off. Honestly, that's probably the perfect ideal schedule for me.
Yep. Our race is over.
Really? Okay. So what's your next step then? What's happening for the finish race or finish line?
I don't know. We're just gonna do what we do for as long as we can.
Oh, I mean, hey, that's a good way to live life, man. And I just checked out your social media page on Facebook, and I'm looking at some of the items you have, and you guys are all custom made, is that correct?
Yep, that's it. No manufacturers.
Yeah, you make some great stuff, man. Definitely high-quality stuff. Everything looks great on here, for sure.
Well, we've been here 45 years.
That was actually going to be my next question, how long you guys been around. So 45 years, I'm assuming it's family-owned.
45 here, 76 total.
Wow, 76. So I'm assuming your grandfather started it? Is that how it started, or is it your father?
No, my dad.
Your dad started it. Okay, that's awesome. And then he just passed it down to you, so you've been in it your whole life, right?
Pretty much so.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what, I guess, were you always...
Other than the time we didn't get along, I left, huh?
I'm sorry, what?
Other than the time we didn't get along and I left.
I'm sure you had a rebellious phase, is that right?
Yeah, well, I was young.
Yeah, that's fair. Was jewelry always the plan, or did you plan on doing something else and just cut back to it?
I don't know. I grew up with it, but I ended up getting into trades and did that for 7 years and then came back to it.
Okay. And I'm assuming you love the job, right? It's not just a job for you. It's a passion, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it, man. Hey, that means you know you enjoy your work. You are able to put your all into it. Because if it's a job, you don't put the same level of energy and care into it. So it's good to see that you have that for you.
It's my dad used to say, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Oh, man, that's the best way to live at life, man.
Right now, I got my feet up. I'm watching TV.
You're living a good life, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And just out of curiosity, I'm sure you had your suppliers that you've had for probably most of those 45 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much 45 years. We grew up in the business together.
Okay, well, that's great
cutting
to hear.
Cutting business, me in this business.
Oh, okay. So you guys are basically...
I don't buy, believe me, you know, you can call. We don't buy much from many other vendors.
Of course.
Something special, but I'm well-stocked.
Mm-hmm.
He takes care of me every 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and occasionally I have to find something.
Yeah.
So we got, you know, tier 1, tier 2, and then if we're really desperate, you know?
Yeah. No, of course. And I knew that coming into this call. I knew you were going to have your supplier that, like you said, you've been with them for 45 years. You guys are two peas in a pod, right? And I know, realistically, I'm not.
I know you
got
to make your 90 cold calls a day.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know what my job is, right? So
yeah.
All I'm looking
I'll
for.
I'll tell you one thing, Miles. Mm-hmm. We hate cold calls.
Of course.
Because usually, normally, you're interrupting our TV time or with the client.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. And honestly, that's the one thing about this job I do not like is having to cold call and interrupt your day.
Tell your boss that we don't want to have cold calls here.
Okay, so let's make it a warm call.
You. Okay.
All right. Well, let's make it a warm call.
I'm just being nice.
No, of course, and I respect you for it, and I actually truly do, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate that. Because most times, it's usually people screw with me. Other times, it's angry, and it's never fun.
No,
so,
I'm just being nice, you know? Mm-hmm. Normally, these guys say, well, I hate when salesmen walk in. You throw them out.
It's always fun. I'm going to say, it's tough.
Hey, I've
salesman.
Had my days where I carried 45 brands. I got rid of all of them.
Okay.
I don't want any contracts. I don't want any advertising. I don't want to deal with you know, just like I said, it's cruise control now.
Mm-hmm. No, and you want a simple setup, is that right?
That's it.
Exactly. And well, I'll say this: here at RDI, we are nothing but simple. All right. Especially
no, I
working
know.
With me, I try
to. The
four
of us have 145 years combined here.
Wow.
I think we know what we're doing.
Of course, and I'm sure you know you heard a lot of change spiel. So I'll save the sales pitches out the window. All I'm looking for, honestly, man, between me and you, Pat, is an opportunity to work for you. Whether it's one small diamond here, whether it's a jewelry piece here and there, I'm just looking for small opportunities here and there when your supplier has them help
up. We'll give you a call if you're adding a list down the line.
Okay, sounds
right.
Good. Is there an email I can send information to? I have a Pat.
No, we're good.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
I got your number.
All right, Pat. Well,
have a good one. Good luck.
No worries. You have a good one. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.